Like to call the November 2008 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. This time, I'd like to ask Mr. J.T. Holland to give the invocation. Pledge of Allegiance will then be led by Mr. Carl Josephson. Would you please rise?
Eternal God, we thank you for our bountiful natural resources. We ask your presence with us here and in our daily lives, that the things that we do and say may be for the benefit of our fellow man. Make us ever mindful of the needs of others. In thy name we pray. Amen.
Please face the flag and join me with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the November 2008 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. I can assure you that everyone that has a desire to be heard today on a matter will be heard. We do have, as always, an aggressive agenda, so please keep that in mind when you're making your comments, if you would, please. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a chance to review the agenda. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? Mr. Holland?
I would like to have the broadband issue brought up early. We have some gentlemen and ladies who are here from a long way, and I think they're last on the agenda, and it's only going to take a few minutes to get accomplished.
Okay, so we move item number 8 to item number right under the closed meeting for consultation. Did you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll follow and flow after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any further additions, corrections, or deletions? Mr. Grab?
Yes, you've asked me to provide a briefing on the governor's response, the secretary's response.
Right.
I'd like to add that.
That'll be fine. If I miss it, just please remind me of the timing. Further discussion on the agenda. Chair will entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Motion made to approve by Mr. Robbins. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. You've had an opportunity to review the minutes of the October 2008 meeting. The chair will entertain a motion at this time. Any additions, corrections, or deletions to the minutes? If not?
There's one correction in the minutes. I think there was a motion that I made and then I seconded, and I don't.
Do you recall which item that would be, Mr. Holland? And if we can, did you make the motion or did you second it, or do you recall?
I made it, and the minute showed I made it and seconded it.
So, okay.
Hold on a second. I'm glad that.
We're not real strict around here, but we really don't allow that.
Page 47.
Mr. Bowden advises it's page 47, front part of 47, Mr. Holland. Do you have it for him, Mr. Joseph?
Can you
share it with Mr. Holland, if you would, please.
I did make the motion, and I don't know who seconded it, but
hand it to him.
Ernie, I think you seconded it.
Who remembers?
The specific motion was Associate Member Holland moved to approve the amending the regulation to have it state the facilities shall agree to provide a letter to be posted by them. I recall you seconded that, did you not? Michelle, that should be on page 47. Just before item number 18, and it dealt with the certified scales. Mr. Holland made the motion. Mr. Bowden seconded the motion. Any further corrections or deletions, additions to the minutes? The chair will entertain a motion on the minutes.
Move that we approve the corrected minutes.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to approve the minutes as amended. Is there a corrected? Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, I abstain.
Let the record reflect that Mr. Robbins abstained because he was not here. He was taking care of business, important business elsewhere. And I'm glad to have you back this week. The next item on the agenda, I'd like to swear in the staff, members of Virginia Institute of Marine Science, which may be testifying today. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give or will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you very much. Do we have introduction of some new employees, Mr. O'Reilly?
Suzanne Vester started the day before the last commission meeting. She's in the Fisheries Management Division office, data analysis, as well as everything else that happens down in that office. And having some background as a 911 dispatcher, and also with juvenile probation and intake, she ought to be able to fit right in. So we're happy to have.
That means the staff, correct? Okay.
So I hope you're welcome with her, and you know she's doing great.
She is. Great to have you here. We've been working together a month or so, and things are running very, very smoothly. So it is. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Any other new employees? I think we've got one that may. Todd, are you handling that duty this morning?
Sure.
Come forward, please, sir. Todd Sperling.
This is Linda Parrish. She's a member of our IT team and has extensive experience with the Air Force, and we look forward to having her part of our team.
Linda, good to have you here. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.